The Sussex County Council meeting of October 10th, 2017. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Good morning, Mr. President. Thank you. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommendations for changes to today's agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of October the 3rd. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comments, Mr. Guy? Thank you, sir. Kevin D. Watson.
Good afternoon.
A reminder, before we get started, please, that you're allowed 3 minutes, and then the red light comes on in front of you, and have to move on. So, but keep right on going. Your time's going now. Go ahead.
Okay. I only comprehend English what you say back to me and stuff like that. So, with that being said, last year, about 2 years ago, I came here expressing how it was hard for me to find a job in the local residency in the area and stuff like that, and. I was able to find a job, a dishwashing job, you know what I mean? However, what I believe is going on in the community is that the policies that they're using is, like, not of the United States. That's just a hypothesis here because, like, I was watching the Bernie Madoff story, and some of the concepts that he was using coexist with the Germany economy. You know, I was just a hypothesis. And, I've shown you commerce. You know, I've proven commerce to you like 2 years ago when I came here and spoke with you, and I was explaining to you, I still can't find a job that I'm qualified for. And, I just came here today to express my concerns in that regards because, like, I keep hearing the company use different types of phrases, like, I mean, just like fork, plate, hat, and, you know, like I explained to you, I showed you commerce, and nobody has come talk to me about anything. So I can't sit there and guarantee, you know, my work because I haven't spoken to anybody. You know, like I've explained to you, I understand exactly what you say to me. That's it. You know, anything outside of that, I don't know what you're talking about. And as I've shown you commerce through, even still today, no one has come talk to me and says, hey, can you assist in this manner or can you assist in that manner, you know, because I personally had to figure out how to pay Penn Foster for my education. You know, I'm homeless now. I'm still homeless. At the time I was homeless, I'm still homeless, and I had no excuses. I had to pay. I had to get, you know, put myself in a better position, so I had to get education because that's what you taught me. You know, now if it was a different story, instead of you teaching me first grade match the faces and stuff like that, you know, you should have taught me. Pick which face you want and then go get the job that you want, you know what I mean? Instead of, you know, trying to teach me the procedures and policies that, you know, you incorporate. And, you know, basically that's my whole thing today is, like, I've shown you commerce. No one has come in and spoke to me about anything in regards to, you know, this property in question, you know? So, I mean, I really can't guarantee nothing because I don't know what to do because they won't talk to me. I don't know. And I appreciate your time, Councilor.
Thank you. William Tucker.
Hi, my name is William Tucker, and I want to express my disgust with Blessings compost business up by Prime Hook on Draper Road with the smells and everything else going on. We've been dealing with this for 12 years now, and he still smells are just terrible. I'm just a poor old Sussex County boy, and I cleaned up chicken houses from when I was a kid, so I know about these smells, but this is just terrible, and it's an ongoing thing with this guy, as probably you all well know. And just like 2 weeks ago when it was down in the 50s and everybody probably had their windows open to let air in their houses. We can never do that. We always have to have the air conditioner running from April till it cools down. And basically, that's just what I wanted to say about all the smells. And he's still bringing trucks in at nighttime, and he's only supposed to be working from 7 till 7, Monday through Saturday. And I was just over there yesterday at 10:30, and there was nobody there, nobody working. And he's trying to get more hours. He has a thing for more hours. He needs more hours. Well, there's nobody there. All last week I was there at 10 minutes to 7 p.m., nobody there, nothing going on. Why does he need more hours if he's not even working during the day? And we definitely do not want him doing anything at nighttime, because everybody's, we can watch him now, but before he's had, when we talked to DenRec, he's been able to come in there anytime he wanted to. And we definitely do not want him doing anything at night where we cannot keep an eye on him. And that's all I had to say.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your time.
John Robinson.
Good morning, ladies, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'm John Robinson. I live in Lewis, Delaware. I am a director on the board for the Henlopa Soccer Club. I work with the referees. My associates have already given me a hard time about referees over the weekend, so please bear with me. The Henlopa Soccer Club represents over 1,300 youth people from ages 4 through 17, and I'm here to speak on behalf of the sports complex, the Sussex County Sports Complex. We are in dire need of a well-maintained home. I look at this from the sake of safety for the young people. The fields that we're playing on right now are adequate, but there are issues always to be addressed. So this new sports complex would be a wonderful boon for young people here in the county, not only for soccer players, but there will be lacrosse, track, and I think you're going to also hear from pickleball. I have some statistics about soccer in the U.S. It came from an article from ESPN last year. In this country presently, over 20% of young people play soccer from ages 6 to 17. That's in the boys category. In the young ladies category, it's 17%. But I'm too loud. you heard the stats, I hope. Sorry.
Loud and clear.
Louder, okay. I've never been accused of being quiet. But if you add in track and also lacrosse, then the totals increase to 40% for boys and 37% for girls. I'm not sure about the statistics for pickleball, but I do know it's a fun game, and my wife and I play, and that's part of the overall complex. So I would respectfully like to request that the council take this into consideration and that the new sports facility is ultimately approved. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Chris Nichols.
Good morning. I'm also a member of the Henlopa Soccer Club board. But John, I think, did an adequate job of expressing what the kids would like. I stand before you as a Sussex Countyan this morning. The Ellendale Firehouse is built on my great-grandmother's house plot, and my wife is fifth-generation Milton. My wife and I did exactly what you all are trying to do, which is we both went to college, returned to Sussex County, and started a business. I employ 26 families in the county. One of the things that we struggle with is attracting and keeping professional folks, people like my wife and I. Believe it or not, the complex will help us all accomplish that, because in order to live here, you have to see yourself here. Not see ourselves traveling to Salisbury, not see ourselves traveling to Milford or to Frederica, but being Sussex Countyans and living in this county where we want to play and raise our children. It's interesting. I had a conversation at an event with a member of the Beebe Foundation. They had an issue with attracting young doctors, so they kept trying to pay more and more money for these doctors, and they still weren't getting the people to come work at the county's largest employer, Beebe Medical Facility. So you know what they did? They improved the hospital. They bought the latest robots. They bought the latest technology. They invested in themselves. And you know what? They didn't have to pay all those big bonuses to attract young doctors. You know why? Because people want to go someplace where they see themselves with a future. I understand that you all get a lot of people come up, stand in front of you, and say a lot of things, okay? I'm involved with property management, condos and HOAs. I hear all the same things. But in reality, everyone who's choosing to move here sees themselves here. I'm asking you, please, help us let the kids and the families see themselves in Sussex County. Someone has to work at the hospital. Someone has to build the houses. Someone has to fix the HVAC. Telling them, do that, and then take your kids somewhere else for the weekend is not the Sussex County that I want to be in, okay? Work out details. Go through the things. Make it a good financial decision. Your sign says you are my business partner. I'm asking my business partner to approve the complex. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ruth Ann Vitamin. Ruth Ann Vitamin?
Mr. President, she's here to make a presentation on the CARES conference, so she can speak at that.
We'll get right to you in a little bit. Kathy Casey.
Good morning. My name is Kathy Casey. I am the president of the First State Pickleball Club, and I represent, currently our membership is at 424 people. In addition to that, I'm a USA Pickleball Association ambassador representing and responsible for pickleball and its development in Sussex County. I'm also a resident of Sussex County in that I live in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I understand, I sat in the meeting with Mr. Schell and his presentation on the complex, the Sussex Sports Complex, which I think is extremely important, and I want to ditto the gentleman's comments prior to this in terms of the face of Sussex County and the population that lives here is dramatically changing. One third of the population is senior citizens, which is why you're seeing the explosive growth of pickleball in this community. We retire, some of us go into a little bit of anxiety because we have no idea what to do. Many of the women I know want to take their husbands and throw them out the door, and we welcome them with open arms to come and learn how to play pickleball. I also know that having an active, healthy lifestyle is really critical to this population because we probably represent the biggest chance of disease coming your way. The healthier you keep us, the happier you'll be. BB will be happy. But most importantly, what I watch and why this project is so near and dear to me is I get to see the joy that's created as a result of having public recreation where anybody, regardless of socioeconomic status, has the opportunity to go out and play. Pickleball is probably one of the least expensive sports to enter. And I know that it's taking off like wildfire among all age groups. In Seaford, they now have public pickleball courts that are available to the high school students that are now getting part of their PE to be pickleball. Anybody can play pickleball. You don't need to be talented. Rehoboth Elementary School, in the plans that were in the Cape Gazette this weekend, they're installing tennis and pickleball courts. So while I'm a big proponent of pickleball, and I realize there's much more, I'm also a grandmother who has traveled up and down the East Coast, down to Florida, out to the West Coast, to go watch my grandson play soccer. And I have two more grandsons coming, and I would much prefer if they just came here to Sussex County, because I think this is the most dynamite, the best location ever for a long shoulder season where we can have tremendous sports events. And the fact that it's available to the public means everything. And I think he's going to do a first-class job. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to pause in the middle of our public comments and move to our scheduled 10:15 public hearing.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time and place for our public hearing on an ordinance to amend Chapter 110, Section 110-88 of the Code of Sussex County to add equivalent dwelling units as a method of calculating sewer or water assessments. After, there will be a short presentation by Ms. Jennings to the council discussing what this will do for the county. After that, there will be an opportunity for the public to weigh in and make comments on this. After that, the public hearing will be closed and the council may act. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Today is a follow-up for our utility assessment charge. Again, Mr. Moore had read the short title. It's what it's going to do is add equivalent dwelling units as a method for calculating sewer and water assessments. Right now, we do front footage. Just showing you the timeline, I had brought this similar presentation before you on April 11th. We then had to have state code change. That was introduced as Senate Bill 99 on June 9th. It passed July 1st. The bill was signed by the governor on August 30th. So 2 weeks later, we then brought forth this ordinance to be introduced, and then today is the public hearing. Just to remind you what an assessment charge is, what it is, it's for our utilities where we recover the debt that we had gained from installing those utilities. Our current process is could be done one of two ways. You could see your bill on the assessment, on the tax bill, or the quarterly utility bill. And the way it's calculated right now is on the street front footage of a property, which it's done, again, there's a complicated formula. It could be a minimum of front footage of 40 feet. We could cap it at 100 feet. If it's commercial property, it's EDUs times the 40. Here's an example of a development. So based off that formula we have, you can see in this development that depending on the front footage of your lot, depends on how much it would cost to recover the debt for your property. So you can see down over to the right, you can see neighboring properties, one being $59.74, and the one beside it being $75. What this would do is, because it's based off of a unit pricing and it'd be the equivalent dwelling unit, that both of those would be the same rate. Looking at what the other two counties do, Kent County does use the EDU to calculate sewer assessment, and Newcastle County uses usage. So each of their residents they're metered. So again, the synopsis of the ordinance, this ordinance allows Sussex County to make sewer and water assessments based upon either a front footage or EDU calculation. This follows the adoption of the amendment to Title IX, Section 7505B and 7514 of the Delaware Code. For all existing customers, the assessment will continue to be based upon the front footage calculation. This is for new areas brought into the county's sewer water districts. The method of assessment will be determined at the time that the area is brought into the county sewer or water district. And to continue the public hearing, I've just put the short title up there. That's the end of my presentation.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions from the council?
I have a quick question.
Mr. Burton.
Gina, what would trigger the one versus the other, right? Because what this would be, it's both of them would be on the books. Mm-hmm. Right, so who and when and why would trigger the...
So the plan is front footage would be the past districts. Because there was a formal vote and referendum took place, we would keep those because a vote has taken. Right. Going forward, we would look at the cost, make sure that it's equitable based off of unit pricing, and then we would charge by EDU. Our preference will be going forward to charge by EDU. If the cost happens to be because of the pipe in the front of line, we could always use front footage because we've left the code open to be either or.
So the decision would be made based on cost by you, not by the developer or the public?
Oh, correct. No, I have to. It's our cost to put in the sewer, so I would have to determine what is the most equitable way to charge.
Okay. Any other questions from council?
Yeah, I got a question. On the older districts where they're all based on front footage charges,
Is there ever a time that they could eventually go to this new system, go to an EDU system, when debts are paid or different things? So there is a time line on older districts and the possibility of moving to this new system.
That's correct. If their debt, their current debt that they had voted on has been paid off, and we incur new debt for any expansion or things like that, if that's the case, it could then go to an EDU for older districts. But until they pay off the districts, off the debt that they've already voted for, that will stay front footage.
Any other questions? If not, the floor is now open for the public. As you come forward, please give us your name and address and sign in. Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. This is, in fact, the only thing that I can say that Councilman Cole and I have ever agreed on was to get.
I'm out of here, folks. I'm out of here.
Like, you're fired. Let me tell you. For 20 years, we have been fighting for this thing. And today, you finally got it made.
How many years, Dan? How many years?
I don't know, at least 17, 18 years. I don't know. We've been fighting a long time. But I got one problem with it.
Oh, Lord.
Why would you even think about going back to front footage? there is no way that is ever fair. Not possible. But the problem I have with this ordinance is if you got a whole bunch of properties here and you may come along the front of one property, will never be developed, but you're still going to charge them one unit. Why? Why are you charging them a unit when you do all the rest of them? Now, when they come on board, if they come on board ever, that's when you go after, because it's all gravy to the county to start with. So why do you want to screw it up is beyond me. Otherwise, this thing's a great thing.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in reference to this ordinance? Anyone else? At this point, we can close the public hearing on this matter, Mr. President.
We'll close public hearing. We'll give the council close public record. I ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 110, Section 110-88 of the Code of Sussex County to add equivalent dwelling units as a method of calculating sewer or water assessments.
Pleasure, council. Mr. Cole?
Oh, I'd like to make a motion that we adopt this.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Second. Burton. Yeah. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Very good. And now move back to public comment. Marion Lise Hora?
Peshora.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Marion LaShore, and I live in Millsboro, Delaware. Some of you know me from in the past. I have been up here promoting sports for the county for as long as I can remember. At age 86, I am still promoting sports for seniors in Sussex County. And this Sussex sports complex that is proposed for pickleball, along with all the field sports, really is something I'm promoting. At 86, I have been playing pickleball for 6 years. Mm-hmm. I never knew the game before that. Now I know it, now I love it, as do 400 plus that Kathy was telling you about that have joined our First State Pickleball Club, which we only organized, I think, about 3 years ago. And it's just growing by leaps and bounds. Not only here in Sussex County, but all across the nation. It is growing everywhere. It's a national organization. They have it for juniors, they have it for seniors, they're getting a pro group going that wants to compare itself to tennis pros. It is growing. It's a great sport. And Sussex County, as Kathy explained to you, is just a perfect spot to grow pickleball. And we would really like to have the county council's support on this complex and get us get us going on it. We are lacking in places to play, and we really need them to provide places for all these people that have shown interest. Seniors need something active to do. Pickleball is something that every senior, or almost every senior, can do. My health is wonderful. I'm 86. I play pickleball every day for 3 hours. Sometimes I go back again at night and play three more hours. I'm going to play tonight down in the John M. Clayton School, an indoor pickleball thing. Lighting is terrible. You can't see in there, anything, but we can play there. So we go, and we make do with what we have. We go places where there are 50 million lines on a floor indoors. You can't hardly tell what your lines are. We need some support. The seniors my age, I have to admit I'm the oldest in the club, but there are seniors that are getting close to my age, and we all play, we all love it. I see my time is running out, but we are lacking in places. Please support another place for us to play where people my age, and the younger ones, because it's good for kids, it's good for all ages. I play with my grandkids. When they come down, they come out and play with me. My own children play with me. I'm down to 11 seconds. I want to thank you very much, and I expect you to come out and watch us play pickleball at the Sussex Sports Complex. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Susan Brooker.
Right here. I've got stuff just full of pickleball here. I'm a USAPA for Lewis. That's United States Pickleball Association ambassador. So is Kathy, of course. There are 13 of us in the state. I'm also on the board of directors with Delaware Senior Olympics. And you all have always been so kind to Delaware Senior Olympics by giving us $400, $500 a year to us to help us grow in all ways sports for the state. Pickleball players, of which I'm one, have to go have our tournaments up in Kent County. Kent County's got that rec center, which you know about, I'm sure. We can put in 12 pickleball courts there and play. We need one desperately here. Most of the pickleball players are from Sussex County. Nowhere else, not even up north. I know every single pickleball player in this state. There's over 3,000. There are hundreds of thousands in other states, and there are millions in the world. This sport is the fastest growing sport, period. Now, my heart goes out to you to please help us here. This would be the beginning of something great, not just for the county, but the state as well. You've always, again, been so kind and gracious to Delaware Senior Olympics. We ask that you please support this and other pickleball venues that we want to put in here. We can do this all together, and the money will come back to you. I put on the biggest tournament in the state, and it was the biggest in a five-state area in Dover this past September. We had over 200% participants. We had over 400 people coming to watch. We've taught tons of people how to play. We want you to play. I'd love to pass out some information. I'd let you play with my pickleball paddle today. I'd leave some balls with you. You know, it is that kind of thing. Anybody can play. So, as my friends always say, Sue, please watch the time. Again, I ask and beg you to help us with the sports complex, because it isn't just going to help out seniors. Pickleball players start now at 8 years old and go all the way to 96. When Marion went to Nationals, she was a baby. There were people playing there at 96 years old in Birmingham. Again, 3 seconds left. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Paul Rieger.
Good Good morning, Paul Berger.
Pickleball.
Basically, last night or this morning about the Seaford with the dog seizure, with the amount of them, the animal cruelty, and a bunch of them dying, stuff like that. I think the total was 70 or 80 something dogs on the property. We have in our code commercial kennel. Anybody who has more than four dogs needs a commercial kennel license, unless it's a hunting dog. It comes down to the county enforcing it. I don't believe the county probably had anything to do with this, because it's like everything else. We put the regulation in there to be done, but when it comes to the enforcement or the questions about it, we're going to blame somebody else and say it's a state's problem. And commercial kennels, since I've been following different things with that, on the Board of Adjustment, I thought that all the special uses for like dog kennels were supposed to be inspected or come back a certain amount of times in so many years. Also, that the special use was for like 5 years. I've never heard one come back up for a renewal in it. It's just like a common assumption with Sussex County, have as many animals, livestock, anything that you want on any parcel. It's not to take away from the person who can responsibly take care of it. It just comes back to the hoarding issue and going above and beyond the person's means. But the council has got to enforce the regulations. There's no reason on a property that the county would not know that a person has 80 dogs or 70 dogs. Yes, a small percentage, but the county had known about it, I'm sure. Somewhere along the line, somebody may have said something or should have said something. But it comes back to enforcement. It comes back to enforcing our codes and doing it properly. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there something wrong with our timer? It didn't work then?
Something wrong with the timer controller.
Oh, okay.
My apologies.
Operator error.
Unlimited time.
Yeah, that's good. Well, Stephen Burke. Stephen Burke. I thought we had wires at Brokers.
Unfortunately, the timer will work for you.
Ah, good morning, folks. How are you? My name is Steve Burke. I'm a Sussex County resident, I'm a finance guy by trade. I work up in Milford in the caulk dent supply division, and we employ about 500 employees out of that site. But that's not what I'm here to talk to you about today. I'm here in support, to compel you to support the Sussex County Sports Complex. I serve on a number of different boards in a non-compensated type of position, all in support of developing our youth. I sit on the Henlopen Soccer Board, I sit on the Sussex Academy School Board, and I also now sit on the Sussex County Sports Complex Board. Today I wanted to talk to you specifically about Henlopen Soccer. I know a lot of people have been talking to you about that today, so I'll try to keep it a little bit different for you. The club has been around since 1996. We have about 1,300 players and probably 2,500 parents supporting those players. We don't turn away any children from playing the sport of soccer. We believe that it develops our players and it adds to their quality of life and develops them into meaningful adults. About a year ago, HOB Elementary School, which is the home to our soccer club, had to ask us to leave. And since then, because of some of the expansions in the Cape Henlopen School District, we needed to move out. And we've been searching for a home ever since. We've essentially divided the clubs into different facilities. And the club is now, the rec is in one place and travels practicing in another place. And as a consequence, it's very difficult to run the club cohesively. And it's very difficult for us to organize the sport in the manner in which we would like. We're concerned about injury because some of the facilities that we're using currently are not the best facilities for our players. We're an avid supporter of the sports complex for these reasons. So much so that The board of the Henlopen Soccer Club has unanimously decided to support the complex and arrange our fee structure so that we can provide, based on our current numbers, up to $50,000 a year of ongoing support for the complex. We understand that this is a difficult position. We understand that that the investment is tough for you guys to justify, but we ask that you please support the position and help us financially support the infrastructure that's needed for the complex, not the ongoing costs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm the secretary. You said $50,000.
Maria Payan.
It might be worthwhile time into that. See if it goes serious.
Hi, my name's Maria Payan. I am here representing the citizens of Prime Hook. You heard from one of them this morning. You gentlemen asked us to be the eyes and the ears of the community. My phone has been ringing off the hook again. As a matter of fact, not long after you passed the ordinance for Bruce Blessing, there's even references in an article in the paper because I told the reporter already in the middle of the night, here are the trucks, right after the conditions were put on. This has been 5 years that he operated here with no attempt to come into compliance with the law. We were told at council that nothing else would be brought in until that pile next to Slaughter Creek was removed. There is stuff coming in constantly in the middle of the night. There's a lot coming in with the wood, but there's other that's going into the back. The neighbors are being kept up with the sounds of the trucks. I got a call from two of the neighbors that had to close the windows because they're up all night with them coming in and out. The odors, I've had 1, 2, 3 people call about the odors there, and they said, you know, what happened? This is now, it's my understanding, Thursday, he's coming back to already amend, already ask for an extension of his hours. The man didn't even plant a sapling yet. I am at the point where this has got to work for these people. You know, you guys gave him another opportunity to get it right. A leopard doesn't change his spots when the citizens have been calling and they're taking pictures and they're documenting everything. They've been told that the zoning will send someone out in 2 to 3 weeks with DENREC. Not acceptable. Not one fine has ever been given to this man. We are begging you, please, keep this under control. Violate him. Do not extend the hours or give him benefits. It's not even a tree planted. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. President, before we go on, if I may make a brief comment, there was certain parts of the comments that address existing conditions and the existing zoning ordinance and the conditions that were placed. But there is also a new matter that I believe will be coming either before planning and zoning or council. So to the extent that any of these comments could be addressing this new request, I ask that you disregard the comments to that extent and take in consideration only what will be given at a public hearing on those.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
Twice.
Well, what was that?
Would you sign up twice? You got a brain? One was public hearing, the other is a sign up.
Oh,
that shows me, shows me exactly what I'm coming to the point for. You know what? I knew you five up there are very ugly, but I really didn't know how ugly you truly were till last Tuesday when I left the parking lot and I come around the corner and you're all hanging out here. There's how ugly you are. So you need to go look at it.
A picture of us
we're out there. M. Craig Holmes.
Okay, I hear.
Is there some kind of picture?
Good morning, council members.
Is there a picture?
Good morning. Ladies, gentlemen.
Microphone. Yeah, there you go.
Excuse
you're tall.
Me, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
There you go.
I am sitting councilman currently in the town of Del Mar, Delaware. Okay. I am here representing my own self at this point, but we have a problem throughout the county, the towns, the state, everywhere. There are handicapped parking spaces for a reason. For individuals that have physical disabilities and limitations. What happened to people such as officers, state, local, whatever, checking to see, do you have the proper credentials to park there? Why are you parked there? You see someone that is physically disabled, but you're still parking there. I have tons of pictures. I've been sending pictures to different law enforcement agencies. I've been sending motor vehicles, everyone. It's like people have forgotten that this needs to be enforced. I myself give up my handicapped parking space if I see someone else that's worse off than me, okay? I'm coming to you to ask you as the county to see if there's something you can do to further get this enforced. It's on the books everywhere in the entire country. It's become a thing of, you'll even see police cars, they'll drive by and they'll look and they'll keep going. You see no placard, no plate. People, you see young kids getting out of a handicapped vehicle, running into the store or wherever they're going. I don't wanna hold up and take up too much time, but I would think that as the county council, you guys would be able to help me along with this. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now we're going to move back on the agenda to Ruth Biteman.